Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Scott Daly. On today's program, I speak with artist Dennis Johansson as we talk about how he got into wood carving at his upcoming open house at the Knoxville Public Library.
Dennis, I appreciate you taking the time out with me here today. My first question for you is, how did you get started in wood carving and how did you learn?
Well, work brought me to Texas. I was working in Plano, Texas, and we lived in Plano, Texas, and there was a wood carver there that we, in old Plano that we went down and saw, and he had a little sign there that said wood carving classes available, and I told my wife sometime when I have time, I'd like to see if I could do that. And then we would drive by that place a couple times a month anyway, and he'd put a big banner up that said wood carving classes available. And I would say the same thing to my wife every time we drove by. Sometime when I have time, I'd like to see if I could do that. So she got so tired of hearing that for Christmas 1997, Christmas of 1997, gave me 6 carving classes. Kind of a renowned carver, Carl Beinheimer. So I took the 6 classes, and January 8th, 1998 was my first class. And I never stopped carving. And I carved with him until we left Texas and continued to carve here, converting an old hog house into a carving studio.
So is this always something that you're interested in, or was it just something that you saw at that point, saw it was interested in, and just wanted to see if that was something you could do?
The latter, as you said, yes. I had no concept of wood carving before that.
Well, and then kind of taking a look when you're looking to start a project, what's kind of your process? Do you draw out what you're wanting to do, or is it just you kind of go freehand at it? How's your process when you look to start a project?
Most frequently, I would work off a photograph. For example, the carvings that are in the library now are all of family members, and those are all from photographs of a family member. Is my starting point. But certainly there are other things that I've done that are just either just draw it on the wood or draw it on a piece of paper and then using what in my old age we used to call carbon paper, now they call it transfer paper, onto the wood. And now you have a one-dimensional picture on the wood. And more frequently I've done a lot more relief carvings, which is just setting back into the wood, and some people might call it two-dimensional. It's primarily one- or two-dimensional. Or if you're doing something in the round, then it becomes three-dimensional. And so you have to fill in the other parts of it. As an example, one of the carvings that's in the library there is of Ray Lonigan, my father-in-law, who is a Knoxville native, or rural Marion County native, I should say. And I was carving away on him, having worked off a picture. And this is when I was still carving with Carl. And I went, whoa, look at that. Because in the picture, you saw one ear, but you didn't see the other ear. And so I just carved away the ear. And so we had to use our friend Elmer, a little bit of glue in a piece of wood into the carving that I'd already done, and then come back and carve in the ear.
How long does a project take for you? Does it depend on the size, or is there an average amount of time that takes?
Depends on the size and the complexity of the item. On the carvings that are currently in the library, I would say most of those took probably somewhere around 40 to 60 hours of carving.
Right. And then
some of the more simple ones that I do would be, maybe 10 hours of carving. And some of the, jewelry items I've done for my wife, what might be a heart or something of that nature, may only take, 5 hours of carving, something like that.
So someone went and saw your pieces at the library and said kind of what you did. That looks interesting. That's something I'd like to try to do. What would be your advice for them to get started?
Just believe you can do it. The big advantage for me is that my wife bought these classes from Carl Beinheimer, who was the oldest or the youngest ever executive vice president for Texas Instruments. From the pressure of that, he went back to art, which was his undergraduate work in college, and started carving with an old German wood carver. And he did a project where this old carver said, "Carl, this is the very best piece that'll ever come out of my studio." From that point on, he looked for a time that he could take an early retirement and start a new career. and he ended up teaching canvas art at a big community college in the Dallas area, and then opening up his own place and teaching carving. And his number one thing that he would say to everybody, they would say, "Carl, what do you think?" And he would say, "What do you think? This is your art. Whatever you like is what it is. If you want to change something, then I'll tell you how to change it. If you like it the way it is, I love it the way it is." And then he would emphasize every person has art. Every person has art within them, but it's your art. And you have to appreciate your art to be your art. Not to worry about what everybody else thinks. It's your art. And when you develop that, then you're free to develop as you wish to develop.
Absolutely. Well, Dennis, I appreciate you taking time out with me. Thank you very much.
Thanks to Dennis Johansson for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at knaacareless.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.